From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Frances Alonso reporting. President Barack Obama will make the case Tuesday that his counterterrorism policies have helped protect Americans from evolving international threats as he prepares to hand over the White House to a successor who's been critical of his approach. President Obama will deliver his final major speech on national security as president at MacDill Air Force Base in Tampa, Florida. He will argue that his administration has been successful in building coalitions and working with local governments to take out militant leaders and disrupt the Islamic State and other groups without overextending the U.S. military, according to the White House. You can follow the president's speech here at voanews.com. Syria's government Tuesday said it would not agree to a ceasefire in Aleppo unless it guarantees a full withdrawal of rebel factions from the city. The foreign ministry in a statement said Syria will not leave its citizens in East Aleppo to be held hostage by terrorists and will exert every effort to liberate them. Danish police said Tuesday they had heightened security at police stations across the country after an officer was shot outside Copenhagen. A shooting took place at 8:20 a.m. local time at a police station in Albertslund. That's a town west of the capital, and a policeman was shot, according to local police in a statement. The police officer's condition was not immediately known. A Saudi court sentenced 15 people to death Tuesday after convicting them of spying for Iran, according to Saudi media. All 15 were Saudi citizens, most of them members of the kingdom's Shiite minority. This is VOA News.